Welcome to Christ's Blessing on this glorious day of April the 10th, 2016. We are so pleased and privileged to be here as a community and as individuals coming to receive the most special blessings of our beloved Christ. Whether we call him Jesus or Yeshua, it's the same person, Lord of life, Son of God, the one who came to be our brother and show us the presence of God walking on earth as a human being and showing us how we can have a more miraculous, fulfilling, and blessed life. We thank you so much, Yeshua, for your love, your guidance, and your faith in us. We don't always live up to our own expectations, much less yours, but we come to realize that your love for us was never about expectations. It was about the fact that you already know what we're capable of. It's we who are discovering our capabilities and our wonderful, beloved relationship to our Creator. Each of you, as individuals, as children of God, are the beloved. So I want to thank you for being here, for being in our community, and blessing us all with your presence. If there's anyone who would like to ask for a special blessing, I'm looking at our call board right now, and we will open to your call. It is just star 6 and then 1, and that brings you onto our call board where I can open your line. Otherwise, we keep things quiet so that we can have a good recording. There are so many people who come to the blessing, and maybe they only have one chance or two or three to be on a live call, but it had such a great effect upon their life that they go to ChristBlessing.org and listen to recording after recording. And you know what? The energy that was conveyed in the message and recorded in the message is still alive, even in the recorded message. So someday, if you feel just a little low or you just need a little inspiration, go to our website, ChristBlessing.org, and you'll see the archived recorded blessings going back to 2010. And they're really quite lovely. You might find something, even if you've listened to every blessing call, you might hear something you didn't hear at the time. We have someone on the line now. It is Thomas, and you're on.
Hi, Glenda. This is Diana from California.
Well, hi, Diana.
Hi. How are you?
Doing great.
For today, my concern is I have two daughters that are both pregnant, which is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
One's expecting in August and one's expecting in October, both little girls. And, of course, we want them all to be very healthy. We did find that the one who's due in August has some kind of an abnormality in her left kidney, that it has some extra fluid built up or there's something. So she might have to have her kidney removed as soon as she's born. So we're hoping that will just resolve itself and she'll
mm-hmm.
be born with a perfectly healthy and functioning kidney. So it's just like a little blessing in that regard.
Oh, you have it.
Mm-hmm.
You totally have it. And, you know, I really feel that every day in the womb is a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing what the power of life can do.
Right.
And in that special place, there is just boundless healing and creation. And it has been discovered that many, many anomalies occur and go away inside the womb.
Mm-hmm.
I think
well,
it's
I'm
all
hoping that, I mean, they, they do these ultrasounds and they find all these things, and my children never had that, so who knows what was going on or still is going on inside anybody's body, but they found this one, and it could be potentially a little bit involved, and so we just want it to go away.
Well, at least we know about it, and we can direct our prayers and our blessings to it.
Okay.
And that helps. That makes a difference.
Right.
And just keep your love flowing. Just keep your love flowing, and don't go into fear or anxiety about it, okay? Because that leaves an imprint of negativity. Just flow your love to that precious baby and all of her precious little body parts.
Yeah,
so
right.
that they are created and set into life with perfection, because she is actually being created from perfection.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it takes a little while for the physical world to catch up to all that perfection and create a perfect replica of it. So that's what's happening right now, is that her little DNA is trying to create a perfect replication of her.
Okay.
And it will do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well,
all right, that's what we're going to be thinking, and thank you very much, Glenda, for your thoughts. And,
you are so
and
welcome.
Okay.
And I
all
see
right.
that Donna is on the line. Hi, Donna.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Glenda. This is Donna from California.
Yes, I know. How are you?
I'm doing well, actually. But I have a number of requests to ask for today, because several people I'm working with have just discovered they have cancer, second stage, third stage, fourth stage, three ladies. And my cousin just passed away with fifth stage cancer. So I can give you their names. One is Raven Sky. The other one is Sharon Goldsmith. The other lady is Ingrid Biglia. And my cousin was Susan Trapka.
Okay. What was the third one?
The third one was Ingrid Biglia. She's in fourth stage right now.
Okay. And your cousin?
Susan Trapka. And she's already passed on.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Mm.
Well, we send her blessings anyway. The soul is immortal, and the soul also needs to be released from the transitional suffering that may have occurred in passing on to immortal life. And so this is really the only reason we have memorial services and funerals, is to grieve, allow ourselves to have closure, and to give our love and blessings on to the one who has gone on to higher ground, so that they can feel happy and content with that closure and move on into their ultimate joy. And so we offer blessings to her for that. And thank you so much for sharing and allowing us to be part of these important blessings and healings. And I want to give everyone a special thanks for responding to the email that I sent out late last night and early today about a special family that is in grave need of literally survival, and it's something that came about very, very quickly. There are so many people in this world who are in a state of pain and suffering. I almost never single out any one person, because I feel that the blessing is given unconditionally to everyone for whatever their needs and purposes are. It just happens that with this person, we have a silent supporter of the blessing work who has given quietly and silently through the years to help this blessing work get out to the world. And so this sudden turn of events for him and his family, to me, just seemed to require this level of acknowledgement from us, to say thank you, to say thank you for all you did for us, that we can be here enjoying these blessings, having the broadcast, having the seminars. And so sometimes it's just really important to be reciprocal, to say thank you, and to give back. And so that is the reason that I did that. It's not because any one person in need is more important than another. It's just there was that special opportunity to say thank you, and that special opportunity to show appreciation and how grateful we all are that we're here, and partly because of his gifts. So I want to thank you for your very generous contribution. And yes, that email was from me. There were some people who actually wrote and said, Glenda, somebody has hacked into your email account and is asking for money. And I'm sure they thought that because I just never do this. And so that's why I wanted to give you a little inside information on why, in this one occasion, I did. And we have Susan on the phone. Hi, Susan. How are you today?
Good, Glenda, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm doing great.
You know, it's funny. The last call triggered something. I wasn't going to do this, but it triggered. My sister died about 7 months ago. Pain, and a lot of pain. I mean, I've been working with her from the time I started doing spiritual work 40 years ago. And I went to a psychic because I'm very connected to her. And she said when she passed that she was in a healing hospital. So I know that she didn't die in the best condition. And she's, as my whole family, suffered from lots of addiction. And I've been working on that for 40 years for myself and them. I just want prayers for her, because I'm concerned about where she is and what she's doing. So that's
okay. We will. And we will ask for revelations.
Thank you.
And, you know, Susan, you brought up a very, very good point about something we can pray for. Because sometimes the biggest thing we need is a revelation. Right now I am working on a new book. It's actually going to be a book of blessings. It will have 77 of what I consider to be the most informative, perhaps helpful presentations of Christ's message through the blessings. He was fond of the number 7, so we're going with 77. And there will be 4 chapters written by me in the beginning to help people understand what this is really all about, what the blessings do, how it happened, how they came to be. And one of the chapters is titled, How to Move Out of Where You're Not. That may sound like a riddle, but actually, do you know how many times you and I and everyone else wonders where in the good graces of God are we? We don't feel at home, but we don't know where else to go. We feel disoriented. We can't find an answer. We are looking for a friend that we can't find. We feel somebody out there loves us. We can't find them. We don't know where we are so much of the time. And here's the kicker. There's an age-old statement that says you can't grow, you can't change, you can't heal from where you're not. So until we find where we are, we can't change, we can't move, we can't heal. This, my loved ones, all of you, is why it's so important to pray for revelations. And I think this would actually be a very, very good topic for us today. I won't move into it until I check back on the board and make sure that, Susan, did I help you with your question? If not, I'm going to help you a whole lot more in my presentation.
You are the best.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll just close down your line and I'll go on through and see if anybody else wants to make a question or, yes, we have a wireless caller from area code 774, and you're on.
Hi, Glenda, it's Darlene.
Hi, Darlene.
Hi. Glenda, the reason I called in is because I've been trying to get in touch with you, and I haven't heard from you about the blessing sessions. The transcribing?
Uh-huh.
And I had sent you an email and sent you a couple, and I haven't heard from you.
Well, honey, I will answer you. I promise. These have been extremely challenging days for me the last 2 weeks, where I have needed to adjust my priority for the benefit of others and have not been able to take care of very much personal or private business. So the needs of others have really, really overtaken my life in the last 2 weeks. But I promise, I will look through my inbox and get back with you. Okay?
I just want to make sure that you get all the sessions that I transcribed, and I have a question about the last one.
Well, I sure will. And while you're on the phone, I just want to give everyone an acknowledgement of this lovely, precious woman who's talking to me. She has been our leader and organizer and one of our major transcribers of these blessings over the last year and a half while we have been putting this book together. And it's a book that is literally going to change the world. Love Without End most definitely changed the world. The Keys of Yeshua is an extraordinary manuscript of enlightenment and communication from Yeshua to those who are ready. But I emphasize the word to those who are ready. Love Without End was for everyone. The blessing book is going to be for everyone. It is going to truly take us to where we all need to be to receive the blessings of God. It is possibly an even more important book than Love Without End, if you can imagine such a thing could be. So we have had volunteers of our blessing givers about, I think, I don't remember exactly, it's either 14 or 15 of our blessing givers volunteered their time to transcribe these blessings. And Darlene, thank you so much for making sure that everybody got coordinated. And I do apologize for my lapse in communication in the last 2 weeks. But that won't go on forever. I promise. And my love is with all of you. Okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right. So now that I have offered my deep, heartfelt apologies to these people I so love and appreciate, I will continue with my message today. Because it is so important that we're able to locate where we are. And first of all, that we know why we can't find ourselves. We are basically created on many levels of existence. We were created from the earth, as we're told in the book of Genesis. We were literally pulled out of the mud of creation, not that we were literally made of dirt, but we were created out of the matrix of the life force on planet Earth, moving up, joining with the soul. And even the soul had stages of stepping down from heaven to come to the point where it could join with our body in a life form. So there are many, many stages. And areas of our being. Now, our soul was created in the image of God, a perfect likeness, except that we have a unique personality, a unique orientation, and individual gifts and purposes that are like no other. So you are truly an individual with the name I Am. And you're here to be all that you can be. But at the same time, you were created perfectly in the image of God. Now you're incarnated in this amazing creation that has come up through literally billions of years of conscious growth in our universe. Our universe moving forward at an exponential speed to take on the most sophisticated, most capable, most extraordinary form that it can for moving forward creation. And it found you. You found it, and it found you. And into life you go. Now together, the two of you are oriented toward creation, not destruction. You're oriented toward truth, not deception. You're oriented toward pleasure, not pain. You're oriented toward perfection, not imperfection. So what happens in your life when pains come about, when imperfections are discovered, when unpleasantness happens, unhappiness happens? Well, you just don't want to be there. It's as simple as that. You just don't want to be there. You skip over it. We could call it denial, but I think it's something more significant than that. I think it's a form of faith that says, if I don't embrace the negative, it will go away of its own accord. And there's actually a lot of truth to that. There's a lot of truth to the concept that if I embrace the most positive possibility, that's what I will manifest. And I don't have to ever look at the fact that anything negative even existed. You know, a lot of our life is actually conducted that way. But sometimes these negative possibilities get reinforced by other factors in life. Other people making observations about us. Realities confirming that, our tires are spinning in the mud. Just agreements we've made, or feelings other people have, or just situations that configure to make a less than positive reality feel very, very real. And we don't want to be there. So we jump out of it. We just don't want to be there. And then after it's there and we don't want to be there, we're stuck. We're stuck in nowhere. And I know of so many, many, many people who are stuck in nowhere. They can't find themselves anywhere. They don't know where to look. They don't even know where to start looking. Now let me give you an example. This is just a very common, down-to-earth, everyday, ordinary example. There have been many times in my life where I did not know how I was going to pay the electric bill. I'm sorry. I mean, I have never been a wealthy person. I've always been cared for. God has always graced me with survival and at times with thriving. So I am grateful for everything I have. and I'm grateful for the experiences I had in learning how to cope. But there have been times when literally I did not know how I would pay the mortgage or how I would pay the electric bill. So what I would do, I would stop looking at my check register. You know, that's where you reconcile your checkbook and you look at the positives and the negatives, whether it's something you do online or something you do in the physical check register. You still got I would get to where I'm just not going to look at it. I'm just going to wait till some money comes in, and no money would come in. Every time, every single time, I would muster up the courage to go look at that check register and get it all lined up and really look at where I was. I could have been in the red by several hundred dollars or $1,000. It didn't matter how much, whether it was one penny or $1,000, it didn't matter. The minute I actually looked at that, I got ideas about how to get income. Or I would go to the mailbox and there would be income. Or someone would call and want to buy a painting. Or we would get an order for books. Or it happens every single time. Once I knew where I was, change would happen. Healing would happen. There have been so many times I was feeling bad. I didn't want to go to the doctor, didn't want to get a diagnosis. You know, I have the greatest respect for doctors. I really, really do. I have had some wonderful doctors in my life. But there's one thing I don't like about allopathic medicine, and that is that how it relies on firm diagnosis. Like they'll take the blood test and they'll do an MRI or they'll do an X-ray or they'll do this or that, and then they'll label your condition as you have this. And I'm going at, oh my gosh, I've got that. And that is not something I can look at. I have an aversion to being labeled with regard to a negative condition. So what I've learned to do is I've learned to accept the fact that that's just the way medicine works. But it's a road sign. I just let it be a road sign. And then I look deeper into myself and I talk to my body. I get in conversation with it and I say, okay, what do you need? What do we need to do? Where are we right now on problems? Talk to me. I've got a doctor's opinion. I'm not buying the total of the opinion, but I'm respecting it. And now I'm talking to you. I want revelations. I want to know really, really where we are. And I always get answers. And I always get results. It's all about communication, my friends, and confrontation. You know, it's such a shame that the word confront has been associated with, like, almost something negative, like confronting your enemy, or confronting a problem, confronting somebody, something you don't want to look at. Actually, confronting is one of the great blessings of life, because in confronting, you find out where you are. And when you find out where you are, you can change anything. And miracles start happening. It's the same true in relationships. The worst thing you can do is not confront a problem in a relationship. You have to talk. Now, maybe you can't talk about everything all at once, but you can set it up so you're in a condition of at least being in a friendly space with the other person or people, willing to talk, willing to look at the problem. You know, this is the most important thing about forgiveness, because forgiveness allows you to then be with the thing you either needed to forgive or get forgiveness for. You can be with it then. You know, guilt is one of the things that drives us away from where we are. We can't be there. If we feel guilty about something, you're just not going to be there. If you can't be there, you can't change it. It won't change. You've got to move out of where you're not in order to where you are. Now, the good news is, the other maxim is, wherever you go, there you are. But that relates more to the soul level. So this is what we do in the blessing, is we address your heart and your soul and the perfect imprint of your body that is always present and there for you. Now, it's just up to you to accept and be with the gifts of God, the gifts of Yeshua, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. This is why we ask you to go and rest and assimilate for at least 7 minutes after the blessing, because we want you really to be there with the blessing. We really want you to have it, to know that it's with you and you're with it. And as you carry it into your week, just allow the blessing to give you the courage to be with who you are, what's happening to you. Whatever it is will get better when you can be with it. If you've ever noticed a child that's crying, when you hug the child, the problem starts to be over. We have to be with ourselves. We have to be with one another. We have to be there for one another. And that's what makes all the difference. So, Yeshua wants to be with you now, and I'm looking at the clock. It is 3:33 p.m. What a perfect moment in time to be with Yeshua. I would ask you to just relax and be in your heart. If you need to be with a problem, be with something that's hurting, just be with it. Don't judge it or evaluate it or worry about it or fear it or be anxious about it. Just let it be and be with it. And let God be with it. Let Yeshua be with it. Let the Holy Spirit be with it. And know that in being there, all manner of miracles, improvements, changes, growth, and revelations can occur. So let us begin. Just be silent in your heart. As soon as I finish my prayer to Yeshua, the blessing givers and I will start our blessing, and you will start your prayer. However you pray is fine. Dear Yeshua, we thank you so much for the great gift of being a human being, that you no longer looked at our suffering from afar, but you joined us in being as we are, the way we are, feeling as we are, going through life as we do, knowing life as we feel it. Thank you for being us. And then in being us, for showing us the way through and the way out. Never flinching, never leaving. Even in your most painful moment, your most challenging moment, your most grieving moment, never abandoning yourself or what you came to be. We thank you for showing us the miracle of that moment. And now we ask that you be with us, that we need your courage to be all that we are. All the greatness that we are, all the goodness that we are, the love that we are, all that we came to bring to this earth, and sometimes the problems we have to be, the challenges we have to be in the face of, the situations we have to look at. We thank you for giving us courage to do exactly that. And we ask now to receive all that you would give us this day. And we accept your love unconditionally. as you give it unconditionally. Amen. Let us begin. Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now go and rest for at least 7 minutes. Receive, and don't think. Just receive. Be the love that you are. Be the blessing that has been given to you. I love you so much, and God loves you even more. So until next week, I wish you much happiness and much growth and improvement in your life, and I look forward to being with you again next Sunday. So bye-bye for now.